The Canada-United States Collaboration for Great Lakes Water Quality says Lake Erie's general health is in poor condition and deteriorating due to problems like harmful algae blooms. The Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper has been working for more than a decade to restore the watershed. Executive Director Jill Jedlicka says that even though progress has been made, Lake Erie seems to be going in the wrong direction.
We are making progress in certain things, like, you know, yes, dredging up of contaminated sediment is great. You know, we've got great progress on that. And there's several, you know, localized projects where we're improving things here or there. But when you look at the collective of this entire lake, you know, it just sometimes it feels like it's one step forward and two steps back.
Now, the report doesn't mention a related issue, President Trump's 2018 budget plan. It would make drastic cuts to the EPA and eliminate the $300 million slated for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Jedlicka says those are funding sources they depend on for further progress in the Great Lakes.
It's not just any one source, but the point is that we do need dedicated funds for national treasures that are the Great Lakes.
Another issue surfaced in the report, invasive species. The report showed that Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, and Lake Ontario were doing very poorly when it comes to invasive fish, plants, and mussels. Lake Erie was doing better on that front. The report is a collaboration between the U.S. EPA and the Environment and Climate Change Canada to support the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.